I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian refugees could soon be on the run again. Turkey is working on a new housing project in Idlib province that would facilitate the return of 1 million refugees to northwest Syria. Most of the 4 million Syrians currently in Idlib rely on humanitarian aid just to survive. And none of the Syrian refugees in Turkey want to return. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
there's still some fighting that's going on. So to just throw in 1 million people, open the gates and say, go back, it's going to be chaos.
Yet, hope remains. Look for the full story online to help fuel gospel growth in Syria.
The news is horrible, but look at what Christ is doing. The leaders we work with are telling us that they're having trouble keeping up with the massive number of new converts. The kingdom of God is advancing in the midst of the ashes there.
And whether digital or print, gospel tools abound in today's media-centric world. You can find countless apps and videos online, and there are tracts for every topic or spiritual question. But apps are no good to people who live off the grid, and two-thirds of the global population can't or won't read. Spoken Worldwide helps believers reach these oral learners. Their latest project has remote communities in mind. President and CEO Ed Weaver says,
one of the tools that we've developed in partnership with other ministries is a scarf that has artwork on it. You know, when they look at a particular image on this scarf, it reminds them of scripture that they've been trained on to tell verbally. So they're not relying on any technology.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.